June 25th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I will continue, children, with my dissection of the commandments. This is necessary as the disrespect for my laws is common today. There is not an overall attitude of pleasing me. My most holy name and the name of my son have become common everyday slang words universally. The second commandment states, you shall not use my name in vain. Yet, the common practice today is to profane this law as a means of expressing surprise, alarm, or anger. The motive in the heart, when my name or my son's name is used, needs to be one of reverence, homage, and respect. During these evil times, there is very little respect or reverence in hearts for me. Every commandment has deep roots of understanding. The commandments must not be summarily interpreted on a surface deep level. Each soul will be responsible for more. To know me is to love me. The soul cannot love me or know me apart from knowing and understanding my commandments. A note is given to read Matthew chapter 22, 34 through 40, the greatest commandment. But when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they came together. And one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? And he said to them, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.